This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is not ruling out requiring all U.S. federal workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Earlier this week, the VA became the first federal agency mandating all its healthcare workers get vaccinated. After speaking at the nation's intelligence headquarters, the president was asked if the mandate may extend to all federal employees.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
His spokeswoman had left open the possibility earlier, saying the administration will keep looking at ways to both protect the workforce and save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tokyo has reported its highest daily number of new coronavirus infections just days after the Olympics began. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The Japanese capital counts 2,848 new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of 2,520 cases from January 7. It brings Tokyo's total to more than 200,000 since the pandemic began last year. Tokyo is under its fourth state of emergency that will last through the Olympics and into the Paralympics next month. Experts have warned the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Games, which started last Friday. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The European Union is on course to hit a target of fully vaccinating at least 70% of the adult population by the end of summer, given that the percentage of those 18 and over have now received a first dose. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that the bloc had reached a milestone of 70% of adults having received a first dose and 57% fully vaccinated. Projections showed that the EU would reach its goal by the end of the summer.